Now, there is nothing better than the human being is doing than justifying the way we see the world. And so there's a whole load of propaganda about our individualistic approach to life in the West. It makes it easier for the rest of us, be unique, it makes it easier for the rest of us to identify the morons. Collectivism, because misery loves company. Never forget that the only dead fish swim with the stream. The individual versus the collective. Every man is an end in himself. Interesting. Not a means to the end of others. We inculcate in our culture a mindset that justifies our individualism. It's the individuals who are the heroes, the people who stand out from the crowd, who fail to conform in our Western culture. And we'll be looking at some of this in more detail next week. So where have we got to so far? My first point is this. Even if you got 9 B's on that test we just did, you are probably more individualistic in your thinking than at least half of the world's population. Which means that it's probably true that in England today, we read the Bible about church from one of the worst places in the world to do so. We just don't get it. So with that in mind, let's come to the passage this morning that we want to look at. Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to spend a couple of weeks in these verses, and we'll take a look at this a little this morning, and then we'll pick it up again next week. So, Philippians chapter 2. Why don't we read these words together? If you have... Okay, the clue is, I know we're all individualists, but it's that the clue's in that word together, okay? So I'm going to start you off and you're going to read it without me, okay? Okay? Okay, it's only short. Let's do it again. That was from a letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to a church in Philippi, and it's really, really important about how we understand church today. He uses a word that we've been looking a lot at over these last few weeks in this series about partnership, this word koinonia, which is sometimes translated partner. And he says that if we have this partnership, this being united with Christ, then it leads to being like-minded, having the same love, and being one in spirit and purpose with those around us. The astonishing thing that Paul is saying here is that he's not just saying to Christians, oh, look, you know, once you're all following Jesus, you know, you're all into the same kind of thing. That's why we do church. He's saying, no, when you are united with Christ, you're actually united with everybody else who is in Christ. And because we read it in an individualistic culture, we don't get it. One of the early church fathers, he described this idea as the kind of wheel on a wagon. He said, look, God is the hub of that wheel, the church is the rim, and the individual spokes are each person in the church. As we travel closer to God, so we grow closer to one another and the church itself is strengthened. When we are united with Christ, we are united with one another. There is this balance between being in this collective church and being unique individuals in each one of the spokes. So which one of those is more Christian? The individualist or the collectivist way? Anybody want to hazard a guess? Neither. Both of them are fallen and inadequate ways of being human. The only way it works to be human as God designed is to seek Him with everything we are, and then we discover who we are as individuals and who we are as a community of God's people. The hub on the wheel idea, that both individualism and collectivism don't work. The way God has created us is to live for the glory of God, each one of us unique, and at the same time, then we discover what it is to be part of church. Individualism doesn't stand for a moment with the Jesus who told the parable of... Individualism can't stand for a moment when Jesus was always going to the last and the little and the least and the lost. Neither can the collectivist thing stand for a moment. It only works when God is at the center. So here's my first point this morning. You and I are not a collection of individuals sharing in similar experiences. You and I are a community of persons sharing in the same identity. And because we're brought up in the West, we still don't get it. You and I are not a collection of individuals sharing in similar experiences. Church is a community of persons sharing in the same identity. That's what Philippians 2 is all about. When it comes to church, we're a bit like this sometimes. I saw this on the web this week. Push, if that doesn't work, pull, and if that doesn't work, we must be closed. I have talked to people who have tried to be part of Maybridge Community Church for years, but have never felt included. We can often be this kind of church sending a mixed message. On the one hand, we have a welcome team, and we have a larger venue where there are still some spare seats, and we have a newcomer's meal. That's happening this evening, by the way. Oh, by the way, Kerry said, those of you who are coming to the newcomer's meal tonight, if any of you have particular dietary requirements, you better tell us straight after the service. Remember that now. We do all these things about welcoming. You know, we have a moment in the service where we say, oh, turn to the people next to you, say hello and whatever. But if there's not space in our partnership groups, we're sending that signal. For the last 3 years, the church partnership has stayed around the same number, even though our attendance has grown by 100 people. We're not really welcoming because we don't get... I'm just explaining that's why we have this the problems with churches, because we have this individualistic mindset. And of course, we feel very defiant about that. You know, that's not true. Well, let me illustrate that. Just turn to the person next to you, and let's do something really simple. Tell the person next to you the name of the people who live next door but one to you in either direction. Okay, how many people... How many people here knew the name of the neighbors both sides just one door away? Just over double figures. That's pretty impressive out of 350 people. And if you want another illustration of it, just turn to the person that you don't know very well, not a family member near you, and just invite yourself to lunch today. See their face. Even better, I can see that some of you are not participating as actively as you were earlier on in this. And by the way, happy birthday this week, Helen. So turn to somebody else you haven't just don't know that well and say, please will you give me £5? See what they do. Lead by example, says Tim. We could go on. Ask a family member to borrow their hanky. I mean, yeah. When Janay came over from India and was staying here for a month, he just walked to our house from the Goddards and he just said to me, where are all the people? I said, they're in their homes. He said, that doesn't happen in India. We just get blind to this individualism and it gets in the way of us being the church God wants us to be. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. We're going to come back to all of this next week. This is just an introduction to this partnership. Actually, partnership with Jesus, if it's meaningful, means that we're in a profoundly deep partnership, much deeper than any of us have understood, with each other. So let's begin to sum up, because I've got a great video clip in a minute to finish the service. We're all on a continuum between individualism and collectivism. Even if we score highly on collectivism, we are probably still more individualistic in our thinking than half the world's population. And it's probably true that in England today, we read the Bible about church from one of the worst places in the world to do so. Philippians 2 says, we are not a collection of individuals sharing in the same experiences. We're a church, is a community of persons sharing in the same identity. And that changes everything. And then, the quality of our partnership with one another depends on the quality of our partnership with God. Remember the wheels of the spoke? The closer we are to God, the closer we are to one another. When there are problems with church, we might as well be honest with ourselves. Here's the visit to the osteopath. Crunch. The problem's us. If you thought that was blunt, you wait till next week. By the way, if you're easily offended, you're going to love next week. I'm going to be really blunt next week. I'm just warming up now. The problem with church is you and me. Second thing is, if you're thinking about stopping attending church or remaining uncommitted to church, the problem is you, not the church. And it's a big problem. Because Paul said, if you have any encouragement, if you have any fellowship, in other words, if you're a Christian thinking of leaving church, who's the Jesus you're worshipping? Can you feel it? It's not as relaxed as it was earlier on. This is just warming up for next week. And the way to common ground is higher ground. Have you ever been in a small group where people have tried to love one another and they've really done socials and they've been really kind to one another and they've put lots of effort into welcoming people and being around? And it always goes belly up. It always gets messy. Why? Because it's the wrong way round. The way to common ground is higher ground. Seek God and fellowship will be added unto you. Get that? We'll come back to that next week. So, let's finish this morning. Just whetting your appetite. We've had a nice little relax in the osteopath and then wham, a couple of rude things before we go. I can hardly wait till next week. I want to finish with a clip. In 1993, this guy called Carter, the film Coach Carter, I'd really recommend, and it's based on a true story. He goes to a dysfunctional high school in America, and there is a basketball team that is a really highly individualistic group who don't do anything collaboratively. They are being drawn slowly into gangs because they come from dysfunctional families. That's the lure of community. And what Coach Carter does is he tries to get these gifted individuals to start thinking and playing as a team. And they come from fragmented families. Everything about their life is chaos. And he starts to instill discipline. He won't let them play unless they're part of the education program. And he's doing all this work with them. And after a while, they begin to slowly get the idea of team. But one guy is really hard to reach. And he in one challenging training session, he swears at the coach and storms out. And Carter says to him, "You can't play for the team unless you do hundreds of press-ups and thousands of what they call suicide runs, shuttle runs." And so while the team practice, this individual has been trying to do those press-ups and suicide runs in time to play in the game on Saturday. And we'll pick up the story there. Thanks, Ben.
Bring it in, guys. Go, hustle up.
Yo, bring it in, y'all.
All right, that's it for today. We have a game tomorrow, so get some rest tonight. And remember, ties and jackets tomorrow. Clay. Mr. Cruz, I'm impressed with what you've done, but you came up short. You owe me 80 suicides and 500 push-ups. Please leave my gym. Thanks, Clyde. Gentlemen, see you tomorrow.
I'll do push-ups for him. You said we're a team. One person struggles and we all struggle. When player triumphs, we all triumph, right?
I'll do some. I'll run suicides too.
I do something too.
Fine. Just keep count. Call me when they're done.
Why don't we stand together? And Ben, I wonder if you can take us back to Philippians 2 slide, and we'll finish by reading these words. This time as a prayer. So, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.